As the days passed, Bambi and Feline spent more and more time together. But Bambi was not the only prince of the forest who admired the lovely Feline. Nor was he the only prince who sought to win her heart. Bambi had a rival, a deer named Ronno, who was larger and far more powerful. One day, Ronno bluntly ordered Bambi to stay away from Feline. Bambi met his challenge with defiance, and a fierce battle took place. The two deer rushed at each other with lowered heads. The clash of their antlers rang through the forest. They charged at each other, again, again, and again. They struck out with their sharp hooves, first one, then the other. Their antlers locked together, and they fell to the ground. They struggled fiercely, and for a long time, no one was sure who would win. Ronno had the brute strength, but Bambi had the braver heart. And finally, when the battle was over, it was Bambi who had won. From that time on, everyone in the forest knew that Bambi and Feline belonged to one another. They made their home in a sheltered thicket where it was safe. And they lived there through summer and autumn and during the winter when the snowflakes fell again. One day, early the following spring, Friend Owl was awakened by a loud thumping sound.
Wake up! Wake up, Friend Owl!
Oh, what now?
When he blinked open his big eyes, there was Thumper the Rabbit and Flower the Skunk standing at the foot of the tree. And Flower said,
It's happened.
Happened?
Yes, in the thicket.
They all hurried over to the thicket that was home to Bambi and Feline. And when they got there, Friend Owl saw that Bambi was standing on a little hillock nearby. And he wondered why Bambi was looking so pleased. When he looked into the thicket, he saw that Feline was lying there. And he wondered why she was smiling so happily. All of a sudden, he understood. For nestled in the soft grass at Feline's side were two newly born twin fawns. One a little prince, and the other a little princess. And Friend Owl couldn't help but feel a little pleased, too.
I don't believe I've ever seen a more likely-looking pair of fawns. Prince Bambi ought to be mighty proud.
Prince Bambi was proud, for all the birds and animals were fond of Bambi. They respected him, for they knew he was wise. They knew he was brave. And they knew that someday he would become the great prince of the forest.